WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It won't be long before we find out who Donald Trump will have as his running mate. Trump says he'll make that announcement tomorrow morning at 11. In the meantime, he's very busy.
Donald Trump holding just a flurry of meetings here at this hotel in Indianapolis, Indiana on Tuesday, where he is still actively deliberating over his vice presidential pick. He has not made a decision yet. Sources telling CNN that right now his gut is with Chris Christie, but there are many people both within his campaign and within his family, influential voices who are also pushing for Newt Gingrich and Indiana Governor Mike Pence.
Correspondent Sunland Serfaty. We also should learn soon exactly who is going to be speaking at the Republican convention next week. Speakers reportedly will include a colorful mix of political leaders, entertainers, personalities, and Trump family members, including Ivanka Trump. It may be hard to believe, but according to a new report Metro is releasing today, there are other transit systems in the U.S. more troubled than Metro.
Only New York had fewer fires, derailments, and collisions per 1 billion trips between January 2013 and August 2015. San Francisco, Boston, Philadelphia, and Chicago all had more.
It's good that they're doing this benchmarking and comparisons. I think that's an important element.
Though Emil Frankel with the Enos Center for Transportation says none of it's any good if Metro doesn't have a target.
You've got to have goals. What are you trying to achieve? And then how are you doing against those goals?
The report also outlines ridership. While other systems have mostly gone up since 2005, Metro's lost about 14%. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County wants to make sure it can attract young workers for county jobs, and members of a county council committee now say one way to do that maybe to give county employees extra family leave.
The average county employee has more than 100 days of built-up leave to tap into after a baby is born or a family member gets sick. But council member Hans Reimer says younger employees don't have that. A committee's figuring out how to give them the days they need.
Without creating such a generous policy that people who don't really need additional leave are just getting it anyway.
He acknowledges private sector employees often get no paid maternity or paternity leave and can't carry sick days over.
We do have a problem with in the private sector.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Minnesota man fatally shot by a police officer last week will be remembered at a funeral service today.
At the request of Philando Castile's mother, Valerie Castile, the funeral for her 32-year-old son will be held today inside the stately, century-old Cathedral of St. Paul. The liturgy will focus on preserving peace, justice, and reconciliation. The video of Castile in his final moments, blood-soaked and gasping for breath with a St. Anthony police officer's gun trained on him, has been viewed more than 5 million times on Facebook and has sparked grief, outrage, and unrest across the country. His mother has not seen it.
I don't want to see it because I want to remember him when I gave him a kiss and he walked out the door.
I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Closing arguments get underway in a few hours in Baltimore in the trial of the fourth of six police officers charged in Freddie Gray's death. Lieutenant Brian Rice is the highest-ranking officer charged in the case. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,372, the Nasdaq at 5,006. Sports, the Nationals are taking one more day off before the second half of the season starts tomorrow at home against the Pirates. The O's are also idle again today. They'll play the Rays tomorrow night. WNBA, the Mystics, come up short in Phoenix. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Finger to the pulse.
Ear to the ground. Nose to the grindstone.
Rush. Weekdays at noon.
Let's put this in perspective. If you want the straight scoop, here you go and listen up.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Your yard is your kingdom. So when mosquitoes invade, you want more than candles and zappers.
You want warriors like us.
We're Terminix, an elite force of anti-mosquito professionals.
We're armed with 85 years of successful missions against pests and termites.
Terminix will design a custom battle plan for defending your yard, and it starts with a free mosquito estimate. Call 1-800-900-6118.
Our one-of-a-kind mosquito control formula delivers far more than a defensive barrier or repellent. It actually kills mosquitoes where they live.
It's a breakthrough in mosquito mosquito control with a natural active ingredient. It's eco-friendly and safe for use around people and pets.
It can eliminate more than 90% of mosquitoes in treated areas in 2 to 3 weeks.
Then we'll come back once a month during the mosquito season to keep them down.
Defending your yard is a big job.
So go big. Go Terminix Mosquito Service.
Defend your yard by calling Terminix, America's leading provider of termite and pest control. For your free mosquito estimate, call 1-800-900-6118. 1-800-900-6118.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66, we're coming to a halt here as you head eastbound approaching the Fairfax County Parkway. Looks like the far right side with the accident activity, but the lanes are changing with this crash. Again, 66 before you get to Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks area. Have delays continuous out of Manassas. On the Beltway, jammed, leaving Springfield, heading to the Legion Bridge. Accidents along the way on the Beltway, they've been cleared out of the travel lanes. 395, it's the heavy commute here from the Beltway across the 14th Street Bridge onto lower 14th Street. Route 1, George Washington Parkway, pick up a lot more commuters under Safe Track Surge number 4 with the blue and yellow line shut down between Reagan National Airport and Pentagon City. So a lot more commuters on the road, so that picks up the volume. DC 295 north off the Beltway to the 11th Street Bridge. The volume, crews are checking Maryland for the crash south on 95 near 32. If your computer's running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Now it's big time heat now settling in. It is mid-July, but this heat's going to be above normal. Temperatures in the mid-90s. Heat indices 100 to 105. Heat advisory this afternoon through this evening. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm. Tomorrow, more of the same, mid-90s, feel over 100 with a stray storm around. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 78 in Alexandria, 79 in Damascus, 78 degrees in Washington. A Chinese hacker's been sentenced to 4 years in an American prison for breaking into the networks of U.S. defense contractors. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07 on WMAL this Thursday morning, and thanks for starting your morning off the right way with Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Jake Tapper of CNN will be our guest. We'll get his take on who he thinks Donald Trump will pick as his running mate. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Congressman Daryl Issa, Republican from California. He's got a new book out called Watchdog, The Real Stories Behind the Headlines, from the congressman who exposed Washington's biggest scandals. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, good morning, and thanks for giving me a chance to talk about the future, what we can do, which is really what Watchdog is about. It's stories you'll recognize, but solutions that no matter who's in the White House, no matter who controls Congress, can really give the American people more of what they want, access and transparency in their government.
Well, I like that because, you know, so many times we rub our hands together and we talk about the problems, but we don't talk about solutions. So a hat tip to you there for coming up with some ideas. I want to talk first of all about Hillary Clinton and the fact that no charges were brought against her. However, there is this other matter that needs to be attended to. She testified for 11 hours before the Benghazi committee. And we now know that some of the things she said there were simply not true. Should she be brought up? Should there be an investigation about perjury?
Well, there'll be time for that. I think as we, and I've said this to my colleagues, as we head into the election, it's fair to continue to make public to the greatest extent possible the truth about this administration, and particularly about somebody who's asking and whose party says should be president. But, you know, there's a strange thing that happens in politics. Everybody inside the Beltway, particularly those of us in Congress and the administration, they all think that they should exercise their power. from a practical standpoint, the system has worked. We have discovered what went wrong before, during, and after Benghazi. Along the way, we've discovered that Hillary Clinton, with considerable forethought, chose to break the rules. And in breaking the rules, other things happened, including her sending back and forth over 100 highly classified emails, over 1,000 emails that should never have been sent over an open system. And now it's for the American people to judge whether the FBI director's calling it extremely careless and her testimony, which was extremely careless, some might say lied. You know, it's really more a decision for the voters. Is this who you want with massive power and very little transparency as to what goes on in the Oval? Is this who you want, or is somebody else more appropriate?
With all due respect, Congressman Eisen, I'm a huge admirer of yours. I lived in California for years, and I followed your career, and I think you're fantastic. But it's not just for the American people to decide. It's not just for the voters to decide. You're a member of Congress. If she lied before your body, if she committed perjury, then what's the point of having hearings? What's the point of swearing in people and trying to get to the truth, as you so fervently have attempted to do in your career? If people can sit in front of you, like IRS Commissioner Koskinen, like Lois Lerner, if they can lie to your face like they did in the Fast and Furious committee hearings, if the Secretary of State can lie before you and she gets a pass just because she's running for president, then what's the point?
You nailed it. And this is what Watchdog talks about in addition to showing these examples you named. We need tools in Congress that allow Congress, when it's been wronged or when the American people have been wronged, to bypass, as to the administration, to bypass Department of Justice, which, as you're pointing out, repeatedly received referrals, criminal referrals, such as Lois Lerner, which the Ways and Means went in with specificity as to her crimes, and they just chose to call it careless once again and mismanagement and not charge her. So is there a solution for exactly the problem you say? Yes. Will it occur without a change in the law where Congress has a right to go to this neutral third body, you know, these federal judges, and say, wrong has been done. We bring a case on behalf of the American people, either civilly or criminally. And because it's coming from Congress, the House or the Senate, it should be considered expeditiously because it goes at the core of our Constitution. This is a part of the process that technically exists, but here's the flaw. Under the law, we refer to the Department of Justice with a statute that says specifically, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia shall present to a grand jury the following. And the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, listening to Loretta Lynch or Eric Holder or whoever's controlling, says no. Now, that's what's happened repeatedly. And by the way, it didn't just happen under President Obama. There was a similar situation in the firing of the U.S. attorneys in the Harriet Myers case where President Bush's appointee did not present after he was told to contempt. And as a result, we went to court and in a relatively quick matter did get Judge Bates to make a decision. In Fast and Furious, we are now, you know, a whole Congress or two Congresses, a whole presidency. And we're still getting a federal judge to give us documents showing that Eric Holder and his team lied to Congress, withheld information, and then Eric Holder himself, used in emails that have now been discovered, was part of a obstruction of justice for which there are no charges because Congress cannot formally and directly bring those charges before a judge.
Let me ask you about something else. I note on Capitol Hill right now, in the House of Representatives on the Republican side of the equation, there's a movement toward passing some kind of legislation that would keep the administration, no matter who it happens to be in office, from changing the law after the law becomes the law. In other words, if you don't agree with them on immigration, well, you just just reinterpret the law in a different way. What's going on with that?
Well, there's two paths there. One is the one I just mentioned, the actual ability to get before a judge and say, excuse me, but this is not what Congress said. This is not what the law says. The other one is something that, because you have very sophisticated listeners, they may remember hearing the Chevron doctrine. And that's where a deference to the administration comes in interpreting Congress rather than either a deference toward Congress, or more accurately, a deference toward the actual words as written. And yes, there is an effort in Congress to say, if we wrote the law, and it's clear that we never intended, for example, carbon dioxide to be part of the Clean Air Act, then the court needs to say, if you want this additional authority, go back to Congress. I'll give you another one that's easier. The Internet. Regulating the Internet, the Federal Communications Commission never had this this ability in a number of areas they're taking, but they're taking it, and under current law and doctrine, it's very hard to stop the creep of power rather than an administration coming back and saying, we want to be able to do this, let's come to an agreement and pass legislation. The latter is what our founders envisioned, and this is a big part of In Watchdog, what I'm trying to convince people. It's not hopeless, but we do need to rebalance the power slightly, and the power doesn't really go to Congress. The power goes to the courts to arbitrate these differences that continue to frustrate both bodies and cause government shutdowns
right.
and constitutional crises, when in fact we need a neutral arbitrator. That neutral arbitrator was supposed to be the court.
Well, our guest is Congressman Daryl Issa, who's got a new book out called Watchdog, The Real Stories Behind the Headlines, from the congressman who exposed Washington's biggest scandals. He's going to stick with us for a moment longer, and we're going to have some more questions just on the other side of this commercial break. Congressman, stand by. It is now 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A tough commute for many. 66, one spot where we are just jammed solid. Everyone trying to get out of Manassas toward Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. The crash near the Fairfax County Parkway, they were trying to get that to both shoulders, but still a lot of activity. Beltway's been a tough go at it as you come off of 95 toward the Legion Bridge. Accidents along the way have been cleared, but then everyone trying to get up onto those hefty Beltway delays, you feel the effect. On the George Washington Parkway northbound, there's Belt Run. Crews responding to a crash. Inbound New York Avenue, a little bit better, but broken down, but near Bladensburg Road. Crews tell me they had that cleared out of the travel lanes. And heads up on George Avenue southbound at 16th Street. Crash just reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here's the forecast. Sunny today, really hot actually, 96 degrees, a possible afternoon showers. Tonight, showers still possible, 78. And tomorrow, again, a thunderstorm is possible. It's going to be another steamy day, 96 degrees. Saturday in the mid-80s, Sunday in the low 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, 78 degrees. 8:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And we continue with Representative Daryl Issa, whose brand new book, Watchdog, has hit the shelves, and we're glad that you have joined us. You just talked about reorienting things here, as you put it, shifting the balance of power a little bit. And I just want to ask you, listen, as long as it's the Daryl Issas and the Trey Gowdies of the world who are sitting in the House of Representatives who are overseeing this, I'm okay with shifting the balance of power. But hold on a minute. What happens if it's a Republican president and we've got Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer and Elijah Cummings who are in charge of these committees? I don't know if I want the balance of power necessarily shifted. How can you do what you want to do here and have the courts step in and still maintain the constitutional balance of powers and separation of powers that we have? Or are you submitting a constitutional amendment?
Well, actually, I love your example, because your example proves the point that, yes, we do. When George W. Bush was in power and Congress was, you know, under House and Senate Republicans, a number of things wouldn't have happened, and that's part of our Constitution. But when the Democrats took over and they pointed out in the case of the firing of the U.S. attorneys, something that President George W. Bush had absolute authority to do, but they said, hold on, Congress has an oversight role. These were confirmed officers, Senate-confirmed officers. We would like you to come and explain the reasons. You know, you can have any reason, including the president just got tired of them, but you need to come. And the Bush administration said no, and Chairman Conyers, Judiciary Chairman, said, oh, no, no. The Constitution says you've got to bring them. We've issued a subpoena. You will have this person before our committee to answer reasonable questions.
Yeah.
And guess what? The court, a judge, Judge Bates, appointed by George W. Bush, said absolutely. So getting to the court allowed for a balance to be determined by the court, the interpreter of the sort of the final interpreter of the Constitution, and that was inherently right. Now,
however, I mean, one quick follow-up. We've learned, especially this week with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that the courts, the judiciary branch of government, is just as political, if not even more so, and partisan as the other elected offices. So how do you ensure that the judges aren't just as corrupt and just as political?
Well, you make good selections. The Senate does its job. And you have multiple times to litigate the case before the district court, the appellate court, and ultimately the Supreme Court. Our system cannot be perfect because human beings are involved. But our founders in this republic set up a set of checks and balances. And to the extent that we can, and I'll use a founding statement, strive to make a more perfect union. There are ways to do it, and we can do much better. The arrogance and excesses of this administration or any administration can be better balanced. They will not be better balanced by simply handing the power to all of us in Congress, to 435 and 100. They will be better balanced by giving the American people more capability. And I'll give you one. You mentioned Elijah Cummings. Elijah Cummings and I authored the expansion of FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. And under the expansion that was signed, believe it or not, by this president, we have shifted permanently the presumption of openness and your access to anything that the government has. Now, it's not complete and perfect, but we will get you into the courts with a bias toward the courts allowing you, the public, to get more information under Freedom of Information Act. It's a step in the right direction. It was done by the left and the right, realizing that, just as you said, that sometimes one side's in charge, sometimes the other side's in charge. How do we make the American people, the Associated Press, your radio station, how do we give them more power through laws like Freedom of Information Act, which needs more teeth? And next Congress, it's my intention to go back with Elijah Cummings and put even more teeth into that. Is it perfect? No. It will never be perfect as long as humans control the gavel. But yeah. I think we can do much better. The book Watchdog really is about showing scandals that you think are hopeless, and I think I can show you where they accomplished a great deal and more could be done with relatively minor changes, changes in which we empower Congress to go to the courts just as we empower lawyers who feel their clients have been wrong to go to the courts.
You have been said to be a real friend of the District of Columbia, and Eleanor Holmes Norton has said very nice things about you from time to time. Where are you on the district and whether or not it should be a state?
Well, I've always believed that one of the problems with making the district a state, separate from how it was created, a chunk of Maryland, is the viability of it as all the fundamentals of a state, independent economy, and the like. I have repeatedly said to my colleague that we need to create as independent a city as we can and always remind the people of the District of Columbia that they have an absolute right for what's called retrocession. They have a right to become part of Maryland again if they choose to assert it. And quite frankly, I think that's the best solution, is to work out a special status within the state of Maryland for this very special federal city, and provide two senators and Eleanor Holmes Norton full status as a congresswoman.
All right. Well, that's interesting. Do you see any movement happening on that anytime soon?
It's a decision for the people of the District of Columbia and Maryland, because we did it with Virginia long before I was born. Half of the district did that. The second half has proven to be harder, but it absolutely is doable. The challenge really would be for Washington to maintain its special relationship with the American people, its special status. And that would have to be enshrined in the retrocession. Washington, and right, if you will, the federal government, has special obligations and needs, but they could all be worked out the same as the Pentagon sitting in Virginia on land that was once part of the district.
Representative Daryl Issa, we got to leave it there. Republican of California, his book is Watchdog. And by the way, because I'm a juvenile, I have to point out to our listeners that if they recognize Representative Issa's voice, well, it's because...
Protected by Viper, stand back. Protected by Viper.
It's the greatest thing ever. I love hearing you in a parking lot, Congressman Issa.
That's a long time ago, but don't forget Shaquille O'Neal used it in one of his songs. So if you look that one up, you can actually get somebody in a rap.
I'm not going to lie. Shaquille O'Neal's song's not on my playlist. Congressman Issa.
Thanks, Congressman.
Thanks for joining us. And please, back away from the car.
It's 8:24.
Have you been saving for retirement and wondering if it may not be enough? Listen to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, every Saturday at noon.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
It is now 8:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, thank you so much. And on 95, Newington slows to get up onto the Beltway through Tyson's and the Legion Bridge. 395 jams solid as you come out of Newington across the 14th Street Bridge. Couple breakdowns. It's hot, maybe overheats. Northbound on the George Washington Parkway near Spout Run. Thus, we have these delays northbound even before you get to the Memorial Bridge. Northbound GW Parkway. Southbound, the volume down toward the Key Bridge. Inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Heading in through town, New York Avenue better. Inbound near Bladensburg Road, the stopped car, stalled one, gone. We'll take you down through the Georgia Avenue as you come southbound before you get to Forest Glen. Looks like a report of a crash, so expect delays growing. Update is brought to you by Here Maps, wherever the open road takes you. Find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now, here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Heat advisory headlines, and that kicks in this afternoon through this evening for heat indices 100 to 105, air temperature around 96. Sunshine, some clouds, maybe an isolated thunderstorm. Don't bet on that. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 78 degrees. It's now 8:27.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Don't trust the sale of your home to just any real estate team. If you're serious about selling your home, then you need to call my friend Frank Prindle at RE/MAX Allegiance. You see, Frank guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or he will buy it. Frank has more experience and marketing expertise than other agents who make similar promises. Plus, Frank Prindle has more than 9,000 buyers already lined up in a marketing system that attracts the right kind of buyers. Frank creates demand, and with a proven track record of delivering 8% more than the average agent gets, you just can't go wrong. Ali was helping his parents sell their home in Alexandria. They had received a cash offer on their own, but felt that they could do better. That's when they called Frank. Within 2 weeks, Frank delivered Ali's parents an offer of $25,000 over the previous offer. It's true, all agents are not the same. So call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell my home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. 1-800-400-0806. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 350 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-400-0806. That's 1-800-400-0806. 1-800-400-0806.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk to Jake Tapper from CNN. It's 8:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump says he will make his choice of running mate public tomorrow morning at 11. Sources say it appears to have come down to a choice among Newt Gingrich, Chris Christie, or Mike Pence. Meanwhile, we're just days away from the convention, and it's starting to come into focus who will be speaking.
The speaker list as it currently stands, which was promised a week ago yesterday, is available in draft form. Now, this hasn't officially been released by the Trump campaign yet. The New York Times got a hold of a draft last night. I've talked to a Trump advisor who confirmed the basic contents of it. It is going to be anything but your average campaign, not your traditional set of Republican speakers, not even your traditional set of Republican rising stars. But that's exactly what Trump promised.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. President Obama continues to focus on reducing tensions between police and the public when he holds a nationally televised town hall today. Meanwhile, the Minnesota family of 37-year-old Philando Castile says goodbye to him today at a funeral in the Twin Cities. Castile was shot by a police officer last week after a traffic stop. Closing arguments are scheduled to begin today in the trial of the fourth Baltimore police officer charged in the death of Freddie Gray. Two other officers were acquitted, and proceedings for another ended in a mistrial. Work begins tonight on a months-long construction project that will affect a critical four-mile stretch of the Beltway in Maryland. Charlie Gishler, spokesman for Maryland State Highways.
On the Capitol Beltway, between 650, Maryland 650, New Hampshire Avenue, right there at the Montgomery-Prince George's County line down to U.S. 1, Baltimore Avenue and College Park.
It's a massive resurfacing project that will take until sometime this fall to complete. Overnight lane closures will start tonight. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,372. The NASDAQ at 5,006. Sports, Nats and O's both enjoying the time off for the All-Star break. The second half of the season gets underway tomorrow as the Nats host the Pirates and the Orioles visit Tampa Bay. WNBA, the Mystics lose. And the NHL's new Las Vegas franchise has hired former Caps general manager George McPhee as their new GM. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Fairfax Tuesday and Wednesday, July 19th and 20th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month, and ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit comcastbusiness.com. Comcast Business, built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this!
So don't wait until you have one to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Inova, join the future of health. Visit inova.org/app.
Get your hands on Dunkin's new Almond Joy and Heath Bar flavored iced coffees. It's your sweet afternoon pick-me-up. Try the delicious Almond Joy or Heath Bar flavors today. America runs on Dunkin'. The Almond Joy and Heath trademarks and trade dress are under license from the Hershey Company. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heading in through Ashburn, Route 7, the crash eastbound is after Claiborne Parkway. And then beyond, definitely seeing delays past 193 and just that heavy volume toward the toll road. Toll road picks up some stop and go as well as you head up towards 7 and to merge onto the Beltway. Beltway's been a tough go this morning, and it continues to be jammed, leaving Lorton, Newington, and getting up onto the Beltway toward the Legion Bridge. We had a couple accidents this morning. The culprit there. If you're paying for the express lanes, those were unaffected and moving at speed. No problems to report right now on the way to the Wilson Bridge. We're still slow before St. Barnabas Road, 295 off the Beltway toward the freeway. Stop and go. Now, for Maryland, crash reported on 95. This one northbound near Route 100. So if you're heading north in that stretch, a little extra time for sure, seeing those delays grow. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big Ridge in and nothing but heat over the next few days. We'll wrap up the work week in the mid-90s. 96 today, 96 tomorrow. Heat indices 100 to 105. Heat advisory this afternoon through this evening. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm around each afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 in Chantilly, 75 in Bowie, 78 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:37 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Let's talk a little bit about one of the stories that keeps bubbling up here in Washington, D.C. this week, and that is the ongoing controversy over Ruth Bader Ginsburg's comments about Donald Trump. Of course, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a justice of the Supreme Court, has basically come out in a very partisan fashion, saying that Donald Trump is basically unfit for office. You can't imagine what our country, let alone the Supreme Court, will be like if he is the commander-in-chief. Yesterday, Josh Earnest, speaking on behalf of the White House, was asked to respond to that, and Earnest said,
"She didn't earn the nickname the notorious RBG for nothing."
Isn't that clever and funny? And he went on to discuss that he wouldn't make any comments. But listen to this. Listen to how Josh Earnest did it.
"She didn't earn the nickname the notorious RBG for nothing. But what I will say is that in the past, I've been asked about controversial comments from other Supreme Court justices. Earlier, I don't know if it was earlier this year or at the end of last year, when Justice Scalia made some comments in an open Supreme Court hearing that many found to be quite controversial, possibly even racist. At that point, I declined to..."
You see what he did there. He brought up comments that Justice Scalia made during a questioning and answering session of the Supreme Court as they were trying a case or hearing a case. Justice Scalia has passed away. He can't
defend himself. And he said, you know, just like that, I didn't comment on this, so I won't comment on Ruth Bader Ginsburg, which, of course, is his own way of making a comment. Well, joining us now, Jake Tapper of CNN. Everyone in D.C. is still talking about this. It truly is stunning for a justice, a sitting Supreme Court justice, to come out as politically as she did. And she did it right there, of course, with your own CNN legal analyst, Joan Biskupic, right?
Yeah, she did. But, I mean, Joan's the best Supreme Court reporter in the country, but I should point out that she... That Justice Ginsburg, I mean, it's not a fluke. She said it to the Associated Press.
Yeah.
She said something to the New York Times. Joan, I think, was the third reporter in the rotation. And Joan told me that she kind of thought Justice Ginsburg would dial it back a little bit, maybe. And instead, she doubled down. Her harshest comments for Trump were in her interview with Joan, which was the third interview of the bunch. And after there had been something of a kerfuffle after the first two. So completely intentional and not trying to quell the outrage at all.
But, I mean, you've been around this town a long time. It is really unusual for a Supreme Court justice to say such things. One wonders what happens if we were to have, let's say, like we had with Bush v. Gore, a Trump v. Clinton situation where the Supreme Court has to decide who our president is, and she's got these comments on record.
Yeah. Although, you know, as Josh, I'm not going to come to her defense because, legal analysts say that this is, you know, really bad territory for Justice Ginsburg to be, treading upon. But, you heard the Democrats' defense when you played the Josh Earnest tape
right
a second ago, which is, you know, basically along the lines of Justice Scalia, may he rest in peace, said, outrageously political things for years and years and years. And I've heard others point out that Scalia went hunting with Dick Cheney in 2004 in the height of the re-election contest. That said, you know, I think that there is something different inherently between criticizing policy, criticizing, or you know, obviously having one's political views. I mean, I don't think anybody would be surprised to see Justice Ginsburg hanging out with, for instance, a bunch of progressive supporters of abortion rights, given
right
that she used to be an attorney for NARAL. But that said, coming out and making a, I think it's fair to say, personal attack against one of the presidential nominees
mm-hmm
is, it's certainly in this modern era fairly unprecedented.
So tomorrow, 11 o'clock, we're supposed to get the word on who Donald Trump has chosen as his vice presidential running mate. A lot of attention on Mike Pence. A lot of people say also Newt Gingrich pretty much in the mix. Well, let's get your official prediction now as we're down to the last moment, Jake Tapper.
I think he'll probably, I have no idea. So I'll just, you know, in every 5 minutes I change my mind. But at this moment, you're catching me in a mood where I think that he'll go with Newt Gingrich. For a couple reasons. One, I think when you heard Donald Trump, the most recent thing that you heard him say, and I think he is legitimately torn about it, by the way, but the most recent thing I heard him talk about was policy and the importance of policy in the campaign pitch and in his possible presidency. And, you know, when he talks about policy, I think that that's something that suggests to me that he's leaning towards Gingrich. Also, he seems to have a very comfortable relationship with former Speaker Gingrich. I will say that I think it's interesting that Chris Christie doesn't seem to be in the running anymore. I think if it were just left up to Donald Trump on his own, he would go with Christie because A, he's been friends with him for a long, long time, years, and also because he's very, very comfortable with him. They speak reportedly at least once a day, and I think he really would. I think he values Chris Christie's opinion. But that said, two problems. One, he is not loved, Christie, by conservatives, by the conservative movement. And two, he put Donald Trump's son-in-law's father in jail for several years. And I think Jared Kushner I suspect, I know how I would feel if somebody had put my dad in jail. I would guess that Jared Kushner is not advocating strongly for Chris Christie.
Do you think there's any, and we got to go, but Jake, Pence, Christie, Flynn, General Flynn, and Newt Gingrich, those are the four names we keep hearing. Do you think it's possible that it could be somebody that we're not even talking about right now?
I mean, anything's possible, and Donald Trump is certainly one of the most unpredictable figures we've ever seen in politics. But at the end of the day, he's done this pretty much out in the open.
Yeah.
Unless the whole thing is this complicated cloak and dagger head fake. I would suspect that it's actually what it seems to be, which is yeah. between these two guys, Gingrich and Pence, and that at the end of the day, I think he'll go with his gut and right. and go to Gingrich as opposed to go with his head and pick Pence. And the reason I say that is because I think he's more comfortable with Gingrich. Pence is Pence did not support him during the primaries, and I think Pence is somebody who he's a movement conservative that a lot of conservatives would be happy about.
We got to leave it there.
Call me 5 minutes and I'll give you the option.
All right. Jake Tapper, CNN, The Lead every day, and then, of course, State of the Union on Sundays. We'll see you in Cleveland, Jake Tapper.
Indeed.
Yeah, drop by Radio Row and say hey.
It's 844.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WMAL listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Plumbing problems? Who gives a fixed price? First Class Plumbing, that's who. Hi, I'm Marianne Judith, and I founded First Class Plumbing for you because we take the fear out of pricing by giving you a fixed price. With a wide range of products and services, call First Class Plumbing to get the job done right. And check our website for specials, deals, and coupons at 1stclassplumber.com. Service, fixed price, and guaranteed work. First Class Plumbing. We put the squeeze on prices.
It is now 8:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Unusual George Washington Parkway delays in the northbound direction as you approach Spout Run dealing with a broken down car. DDOT crews tell me on New York Avenue they still have a broken down car with triangles behind it waiting on the tow truck inbound New York Avenue before you get to Bladensburg Road. Now, BW Parkway, that's cleared out as you head south toward New York and Kenilworth Avenue. 50 still slow though there, 202. Northbound DC 295, it has been a jammed morning commute leaving the Beltway. If you're getting to the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway or onto the Douglas Bridge, heading past Nat Stadium, 395 continuous off the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, 66. We've been busy. The crash eastbound before you get to the Fairfax County Parkway, that has been moved over to the shoulder. It looks like we may have one in the back of Sun Glare, also a factor, so take it easy, 66. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Now, big time heat now settling in. It is mid-July, but this heat's going to be above normal. Temperatures in the mid-90s, heat indices 100 to 105. Heat advisory this afternoon through this evening, maybe an isolated thunderstorm. Tomorrow, more of the same, mid-90s, feel over 100 with a stray storm around. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 78 degrees, 847.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Hey, there's a new poll out. We got to talk about this. It's a Rasmussen Reports poll, which has differed from some of the other polls, and I think their methodology is a bit different. But it's very interesting, given we're about to head into the Republican convention next week. Here's the read on it. The latest Rasmussen Reports weekly White House Watch survey of likely U.S. voters finds Trump has 44% support to Clinton's 37%. 13% say they favor some other candidate, and 6% are undecided. That 6% undecided is a relatively low number this early in the game. And the Rasmussen report, it's the third week in a row that Trump has held the lead, although it was within the statistical margin last week. One other thing it notes here is that Clinton now trails by 17 points among white voters after the murder last week of five white policemen in Dallas, which Trump has attributed to anti-police police rhetoric by President Obama. So that might be having an impact on it. But this is a pretty interesting a poll that's just out.
Yep, and there's one other national poll here that is intriguing as well, Brian Wilson. Listen, it may very well be the Black Lives Matter in the cup thing. Also, let's not forget it was 1 week ago when Hillary Clinton was in the news for basically lying from day one about her email. She just dodged the indictment bullet. But CBS New York Times shows Clinton and Trump in a 40-40 tie.
Wow.
Right now. And they attribute it based on the time that they were questioning potential voters or likely voters for this poll. They attribute the drop for Hillary Clinton to the FBI findings on the email scandal. So the polls are very tight going into next week, where you would assume Donald Trump, with his vice presidential pick and all of the attention that a convention often brings, might get a bounce.
Well, there's always talk about a post-convention bounce. Mm-hmm. I think in recent years that has not been as particularly dramatic, but it usually is the case because you're a lot of focus, very positive messaging. It is interesting, though, that Hillary Clinton is not going to stand down during the Republican convention, as is often the case. She's going to be out there actually actively campaigning during the convention.
Oh, I'm shocked. Shocked to hear that she's going to be underhanded and do her own thing during the conventions. By the way, speaking of that convention, we're now getting an idea of who's going to be speaking at that mm-hmm. convention. They've released a tentative list of some of the speakers. And as expected, there are some non-traditional names out there, including Tim Tebow. One of your favorites.
Yeah, I like Tim Tebow.
He'll be speaking at the convention. But then also, I got to say, when you talk about regular, good old-fashioned Republican politicians, you got Ted Cruz. We've already announced that. Newt Gingrich, of course, will be speaking. But also Governor Scott Walker, Governor Chris Christie, Senator Mitch McConnell will be speaking. Jerry Falwell Jr., Chairman Reince Priebus, of course, Republican National Committee. So far on the list, get this, no Sarah Palin.
Yeah. No.
What do you make of that?
She's not coming.
She was a big part of the Trump campaign.
I don't think so. It's 8:50 on WMAL.
On July 16th, The Good Life is calling your name. Your next chapter could be your best at Trilogy by Shea Holmes. Discover Trilogy at Lake Frederick in the heart of the Shenandoah Valley and explore new paths, feel and look your best, and fill your life with fun and new friends. If you can dream it, you can do it at the 55-plus Trilogy by Shea Holmes Resort Community. Trilogy's brand-new 36,000-square-foot resort club and five new model homes grand open on July 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit TrilogyLife.com/Lake Frederick to discover more. That's TrilogyLife.com/Lake Frederick.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through Sedation Dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelli's ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ruparelli, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him.
Everyone is so nice, and they really want to help. It's not like any other medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full mouth dental implants.
Wow, one day? Basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Want to get more done at work? Well, just stand up. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Standing desks are all the rage right now, and they can help you burn about 2 more calories every minute as compared to just sitting. But the benefits don't stop there. A new study out of Texas A&M found that employees with stand-capable workstations were 46% more productive than those who sat at their desks all day. And 75% of the standing desk employees said they experienced decreased body discomfort. The researchers think that might account for that productivity bump, but that standing desks could also have an impact on cognitive performance. The study's lead author said, "We hope this work will show companies that although there might be some costs involved in providing standing desks, increased employee productivity over time will more than offset these initial expenses." I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Mom, something's wrong with the TV.
Oh, yeah. The TV went out last night. Daddy's going to get a new one today.
We often replace TVs and other electronics as soon as something goes wrong. Your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are no different. When's the last time you replaced the alarms in your home? Kidde's worry-free smoke and CO alarms have a sealed-in lithium battery, offering 10 years of protection and eliminating late-night low-battery chirp for the life of the alarm. Don't wait. Buy Kidde's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-2292. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-2292. That's 1-800-700-2292. 1-800-700-2292.
It is 8:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway slowing as you head from College Park to Silver Spring. 29, new problem has popped up for Maryland commuters heading south of 216. Big delays, reports of a crash up ahead southbound as you come toward the Patuxent River. So getting into Burtonsville, you're going to need a little extra time for sure. 95 northbound before Route 100, crash cleanup continues. Broken down on the George Washington Parkway north near Spout Run. 66 just jammed as you try to get into that sun glare and past the crash eastbound at the Fairfax County Park. Parkway should be to the shoulder. Traffic update is brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, you can find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app, has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big Ridge in and nothing but heat over the next few days. We'll wrap up the work week in the mid-90s. 96 today, 96 tomorrow. Heat indices 100 to 105. Heat advisory this afternoon through this evening. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm around each afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 79 degrees. It is 8:56.
Hey, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
Come
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Joe Nichols, Jeff Foxworthy, Trace Adkins, Three Dog Night, and Jay Leno. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Hi, I'm Carl Daikeler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word trial to 303030, and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. And here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text trial to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text trial to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
Well, tomorrow's Friday, and we'll be here our last day in town before we head to the convention.
Coming up in for Chris Plant is Mary Walters. What are you going to talk about, Mary?
Well, we're going to talk about another transgender case making its way to SCOTUS, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, should she retire? We're going to talk about that today.
It's all straight ahead. 9 o'clock, time for the news.